Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive towards first. QL catches it and steps on first to double up Hockett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Heath moves to third. Roy Weatherly pinch runs for Buster Mills. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway races to the bag and beats Mack for the out. There's the throw to first, and QL drops the ball. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Wright scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner fires to first and picks off Fleming. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Desautels. Turner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway bunts for an out with unknown description. Turner moves to third. Lee moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Turner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder bunts for an out with unknown description. Mack moves to third. Desautels moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett is hit by the pitch. Mack scores. Desautels moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Moses moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL strikes out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 3 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey pinch hits for Thornton Lee. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.